Megillah. Tashma. Shlosha she'achlu kiyachas. Three who ate as one. Chayavin l'zamein. They're chayiv in zimun. V'ein rashayin l'chalek. And they're not permitted to separate. Shlosha in shnayim lo. So the Gemara is saying that this applies to three, but not to two. On the basis of these words alone, it doesn't seem like you have any proof about two. Because this source, one can deduce that two do not have any chiyuv, and two are permitted to separate. But that wasn't the question. No one was raising the possibility that two are chayev. The question was whether two can do it. So this source needs an explanation as to what the Gemara is trying to deduce from this. So let's turn to Rashi. Shlosha in shnayim lo. Hachi pirush. The midiktani ein rashayin lachalek. Since we learned that they're not permitted to separate, shma minah. The shlosha mezamnin, shnayim ein mezamnin. From this we can deduce that three can do zimun, but two can't do zimun. They have filuratzu, and even if they want to. De'i amrit shnayim nami, because if you say that two can also do zimun, that two, if they want to, can do zimun. Amai ainu echad rashay lachalik. So why can't one of them separate? Lazel who? Let him go. Lo mifkat birkat zimun bahachi. And he will not uproot the bracha of zimun. Thusly, vizam no ashtayim, and let the two be mizamin. What Rashi is saying is, it would seem, that the halacha of Ein Rashayin L'chalek is based upon the idea that by doing so, by splitting up, you're uprooting Zimun. And there's a chi of Zimun. So, therefore we can infer what the case would be if in fact he did separate. If he separated, you'd only have two. But that would show us, that's the case we're looking for. That would indicate what the status of two would be with regard to Zimun. Because if we were to say that two people, even though they don't have to, but two people can have Zimun, so then there'd be nothing wrong with one person splitting himself away, because the Zimun would still be conducted by the two. And since we in fact say that one person can't separate himself, it must be that by doing so, there's the elimination of the Zimun. The two who remain will not have Zimun. Thusly, we can prove that two people together cannot constitute a Zimun. That's exactly the question. When you say, no one's suggesting Chiyuv, but the question was Imratzu. Imratzu depends upon whether we say that when you have two people, you can have a Zimun or not. So here we've learned in Rashayin L'chalik that you can't split yourself away. Because when you do so, you only have two left. And you have to infer that two people alone cannot make Zimun. The way Rashi seems to be interpreting it, the meaning of Ein Rashayin L'chalek, is that three who ate together, no individual of these three can separate. That's the way he's interpreting Ein Rashayin L'chalek. That it's referring to each one as an individual. So no single person of that group can split away from the group. And if you learn it that way, so then he wants to make need. Why can he not split away from the group? Well, I mean, Tosis raises a good question. That even if you were to say that two people do have Zimun, but what he has to be included in that Zimun, what right does he have to split off from the group? But let's leave that question aside. Okay? Let's say that the only problem in splitting away is destroying the Zimun that exists. Let's say that's the only problem, okay? So then if you say that's the only problem, and you also say that Ein Rashayin L'Chalek is referring to each person as an individual, so then you do have a proof, at least something that makes sense, and that is that the Isser of Chilak is because you destroy the Zimun, and the only time it would be permitted to separate if you left behind enough people for a Zimun. That's the premise of Rashi. That you can separate yourself when you leave behind enough people for Zimun. But if your separation will cause the uprooting of the Zimun, then you can't. Now, if you accept all of those premises, so then you have a proof that two people left together don't have Zimun. Before we go to Tosfos, let's just play out the Gemara according to Rashi. So that's how Rashi's learning. Okay? So if that's the case, it would seem to be a raya to the one who maintains that two, imratzu lazamein ein mazamen. Then the Gemara says, no, shani hasam. That case is different. The kavulahu b'chova meikara. Because they established it as a chi of zimun at the outset, so that this is the one who maintains two can be mazamin. He's saying this is not a proof, because I maintain that two can be mazamin, but it's only going to be a zimun of reshus, not a zimun of chov. So the reason why he can't split off over here is because here you're obligated in a zimun of chov, because once you three people lay together, they created a chiyuv. So therefore, if the one person were to depart, it would downgrade it, so to speak, to the level of reshus. And that's why he can't do so. But that's not a proof to the case I'm talking about. I'm talking about a case where it was never a phenomenon of chov to begin with, such as a case where two people ate together. Two people ate together, there was never a third. Two people ate together, and the question is, does that constitute a zimun of reshus? So if you want to find a case that's going to be relevant to that, you have to find a case where there's no issue of chov in the picture. So that's how he gets out of the problem. That's what he says. Shani hasam, the hukfu b'chov me'ikara. Rashi, v'yazol hu, and now if this person were to leave, mafkat lehu chova, he's going to uproot the chov, the element of chov. V'kama lehu b'rshus, and it would remain in the framework of rshus. V'gadol hamatzu v'yosa, and of course, if you'll ask what difference does it make, what's the difference, Zeman is Zeman? No, we have a principle that Gadol Mitzvah V'yosa, that two people who do a mitzvah, one who's doing it voluntarily, optionally, as opposed to the Mitzvah V'yosa. Mitzvah is greater. The reason why Rashi brings in Gadol Mitzvah V'yosa, which at least at first glance seems to be a gratuitous, seems the reason why he's saying that is because you could ask a question. So what? So what that they started b'chov? What was the chov? The chov was zimun. So now you're doing zimun. So what if two is a zimun of reshus? So what? Why should that be prohibited? Why should that be so significant that it would prohibit the person from leaving? Now the answer is because of gadol. So it's a kiyum of mitzvah. So you have to do a zimun of chav. And once you have a chiv, you can't lower the level to a zimun of reshus. That's why he says gadol mitzvah. Because if not, so you then Rashi, not Rashi, I mean the one who's answering it, the one who's answering the question, wouldn't have an answer. You've got to show it something significant to that now it's reshus when originally it was chav. So he's saying gadol mitzvah. That's his explanation. The question is being raised, according to this way of learning, that what do you mean? What exactly happens? You had three people together, and you're saying that creates a chiyuv of zimun, and that chiyuv should be on each and every participant. It seems. So that when one leaves, what about the other two? Do they remain with this chiyuv? that they achieved, acquired, when they first sat down to eat together. If so, so then it's chiyuv, yafchov. It's a zimun of chov. On the other hand, if you're going to say that once there's a split, you don't have the three together anymore, the chiyuv is gone, so then what's the problem? So now now they're in the framework of a shus. Now they don't even have, if that's the case, and now they don't even have a chiyuv. Zimun, so what do I care? So why can't one person leave? It seems to be a bit of a inconsistency. It's not entirely consistent. Because what are you saying that one person, when he leaves, he uproots the chiyuv? So if he uproots the chiyuv, so then there's no chiyuv on them. So what's the problem? So they'll bench separately. But you'll say no, but they have a chiyuv and they can't fulfill it. Well, if they have a chiyuv, so then they'll bench Patara Zeman and it will be a chiyuv. I mean, how is this going to work over here? It seems to be a little bit of a circular reasoning situation. Put a different way, you must be saying that when one leaves, then the chiyuv on the other two remains. Otherwise, there'd be no problem altogether. So why does the chiyuv remain? Because once they acquired it, that they're mechuyev. So if that's the case, so let them do zimun, because two can do zimun, and it'll have the character of chov. So then what's the answer? According to the question, the way the question is being phrased now, would be a question against the answer of the Gemara. Yeah. That it doesn't make sense to make that distinction. Now you can see at least the basis of the Havamina. The Havamina over here seems to be stronger. That, because it's taking into consideration that Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosa phenomenon. It's taking it into consideration. But it's being logical. What's the problem? Either, if there is, you must say, there's a Chiyuv. So if there's a Chiyuv, So now the only question is, can two people do Zeman? Two people have a Chiyuv, and now the only question is whether they could do Zeman. So if they could do Zeman, so let them do the Zeman, and it'll be a Zeman of Chiyuv. And since we see that you can't do this, that this is not acceptable, the only conclusion to be drawn is that two can't do Zeman. And the idea that, no, they're doing a Zeman, but it's a Zeman of Rishus, and it's not as great as Zeman of Chav, that doesn't seem to hold. This question is creating a logical trap over here. Because it's saying, what's your problem of Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosa? You're saying that, it's a question on the defense, so to speak, the Tartzon. He's trying to get out of the box. He's saying, no, two really can do Zimun, but it's not a Zimun of Chav. And Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosa. Yeah, but we're going to pursue that, but the problem is the Gemara doesn't pursue it. We are pursuing it, and we're saying, what do you mean? The problem you're saying is that these people have a chiyuv, and you're telling them to do zimun of rishus, when in fact they have a chiyuv. Okay, we would accept that if that were true, but let's analyze that. Why do they still have a chiyuv when one guy has left? It must be that even though one guy left, the chiyuv remains on the two. Step number one. Step number two, the question only exists now, can two people do Zimun? And if the answer is yes, then step number three is, you have two people with a Chiyuv doing Zimun equals a Zimun Shel Chiyuv, and it shouldn't be a problem. The point of the questioning is that the only issue over here should be whether two can have Zimun or not. Because it shouldn't be an issue of Chov anymore. The Chov factor comes from the fact that they started as three and acquired a chov. So the issue now, according to this line of reasoning, it's inappropriate to say that no, he can't split because then you'll just have a zimun of rishus. That doesn't make sense because it should be a zimun of chov. If the only question should be whether two people who already have a chiv have the capacity to do zimun, whether zimun can exist by two. And if zimun could exist by two, you shouldn't have a problem. Thus, you should be able to deduce from here that Zimun doesn't exist by two. Yet the Gemara says no. The Gemara accepts this point, that there's no proof The fact that one person can't separate from the group would indicate that that even though you say that the two can have Zeman, but it's not going to measure up to the one that they're Mechuyev in. So we have to explain that. Yeah. According to Rashi learns, the fact of the matter is that three people who wait together, Ein Rashai and Lechalik, that one person cannot separate from the other two. And the problem would be because they have an obligation to do Zimun, and by one person separating from the others, the remaining individuals could not do Zimun. So therefore, you're going to uproot Zimun. Mafkaslu, Mafkad Birkat Zimun. That's what he's saying. On the other hand, if you were to say that two can do Zimun, so then let one guy leave, and by doing so, he doesn't uproot Birkat Zimun, and the Shnayim will be Mezamnin. That's the Hava Mina, that we can infer from here that Shnayim ain't Mezamnin. The Maskana says that no, Shnayim Mezamnin. But there's a different problem. The problem is that two can be Mezamnin only B'Torah's for Shus, not Chov. But once you have three people coming together, so they are obligated in a Zimun of Chov. And now you're going to take people who have a Chi of Zimun and let them fulfill it in a framework of Rishus. That you can't do because God Lama Mitzuviyosa, Mishayna Mitzuviyosa. So, according to the Maskana, this does not prove the contention. Because we're only contending that two can do it, but purely in the framework of Rishus, where there's no Chiyuv. But once there's been a Chiyuv, if one were to leave, it would downgrade it to a Zeman of Rishus. That is the Maskana. The Makshan held, the one who asked the question held, that this would refute, the Ein Rashi and Lechalik would refute the idea of two altogether. And he was aware of this point, of this possible answer, that you could say that, no, really two can do Zeman, but it would be Rishus and Gadol Mitzuvah Yosef. He was aware of that. But his logic, according to the way he understood it, anticipated that point. And he held that if you say that two can do Zimun, then the Chov shouldn't be a problem. Because what we're saying is that three are necessary to create the Chiyuv. But once you've created the Chiyuv, then that Chiyuv inheres in each individual member. This is precisely what we brought out before in the form of a question. That Chiyuv inheres in each particular member. And then when one departs, so now the two remaining have a Chiyuv Zimun. And they can, if you give two, could do Zimun, so they do a Zimun Shalchov. The Havmina has to be immune from this charge of Gadol Mitzuviyosa. I mean, that's the Maskana, in fact, does say that. You are overlooking Gadol Mitzuviyosa. But we can't learn that the Havmina wasn't aware of that problem. The way we're learning it is that they were aware of that problem, but the way they interpreted the phenomena, you wouldn't have such a problem. That's what we're saying. So, it has to do with what's been expressed as the Chiyuv and the Kiyum. That three are necessary to create the Chiyuv. But the Kiyum of Zimun can be achieved through two. So, of course, when two start out together, you never establish the Chiyuv. But once you had three starting out together, so then the Chiyuv already exists. The Kiyum can be accomplished through two. So it's going to be a Zimun of Chav, not a Zimun of Rishos. So there's no Pak Alahu Chavas. You're not Mafkir the Chav. That's the way it ought to be if you say that Shnayim can do Zimun. If you say that Shnayim can do Zimun, except if it's not, they're not Mechuyev to, so then all you're saying is that you need three to create the Chiyuv. And once the Chiyuv is created, the Kiyuv can come back through Shnayim. But that's only if you say that two could do Zimun. But if you say that two cannot do Zeman, so then then one person can't leave. In other words, we don't know whether two could do Zeman or not. We don't know that. But we do know that the position which maintains that two could do Zeman, and is Zeman ever shus, but that's only if you start out that way. So if you start out with three, you create a chiv of three, and then that could be, then two can fulfill it. The chiv can be through two. If two indeed can do Zeman. But since we see that one person can't separate, then you must come to the conclusion that two cannot do Zeman at all. Now, according to the Haskana, basically, what the Maskana saying is that the unit of Shlosha is not just essential to create the Chiyuv, but it's part and parcel of the very Kiyum. That the Kiyum of Zimun is in the unit of Shlosha. It's not in each Yachid. It's not in each individual. And therefore, once you remove the unit of Shlosha, so then it's a different phenomenon. Then you reduce to two. So now you can have a situation where each individual acquired a chiyuv. Since he was part of the unit of kviyus, in that unit you create a chiyuv. So each person now has that chiyuv. Now if one person remains, then the unit is broken, so you can't fulfill that chiyuv in the framework of that unit. And therefore what you can have is, you're going to be doing a zimun of rishus, because the zimun of shnayim is a different phenomenon. It's a zimun of rishus. It's not just that two can't create a chiyuv. It's also that two cannot fulfill a chiyuv. That the very unit of the zimun of shnayim is different, is qualitatively different. Not just in terms of creating a chiyuv, but in terms of the kiyum as well. So the problem will be that you had three people got together and they created a unit of shlosha, thus creating a chiyuv. Now, once this chiyuv exists, it's chal on each individual. Each person has that chiyuv, because he was part of that unit. Then you dissolve the unit, and you remain with the unit of two, which is a unit of rishus. So it'll turn out that the person who has his personal chiyuv of Zimun will not be fulfilling it in a framework which is chiyuv, but he'll be fulfilling it in a framework of rishus, and gadol mitzuva, v'misha ein mitzuva. So therefore they say that two is different not just with regard to creating a chiyuv, but with regard to the actual chefta. The chefta per se will always be a chefta of rishus. So therefore, you haven't disproven my contention, because my contention is that two is a chefta shel rishus, and the fact that one can't split away in this case, because it'll remain with two, is only because of the problem of gadol mitzuva v'yasa. But in terms of zivim per se, that you have not refuted.